Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast Thrifting Ain't Easy. My name is Erica, and this week's podcast episode is an episode that was requested by one of my listeners. Thank you so much, Lana, for your request. Now, if you are a reseller, you know the struggle of making sure that you're getting things done and tackling the things that you need to do. And this episode is perfect for anyone who needs that little extra motivation. So if you are interested in learning how to get things done and capturing the momentum so that you can get all of your work done, just keep on listening.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
One of the hardest parts about being a reseller is making sure that you are getting things done. I've talked about this before on my podcast, but so many resellers I know and have followed often joke about having a quote death pile, which is essentially excess inventory that awaits being listed. I currently have one too, so don't feel bad if you have one. As someone who also works a full-time job alongside my reseller business, it can be hard to find the motivation to list and get out orders. Over the years, I've struggled with that. But as of recent, I have started to find my rhythm of when and how to do that. Here's my step-by-step guide to getting the job done. Step one, find a time that works for you. No excuses, no distractions, and no selling yourself short on time. If you have the whole day to work, do it. Dedicate an off day or two to your business if you are capable of doing that. Step two, figure out what exactly you want to work on. Do you want to package orders or list items? Do that at once and pace yourself. Step three, stick to one assignment at a time. Multitasking has a time and a place, but if you have allowed yourself enough time, do things one at a time so you don't burn yourself out or trail off or not complete the task at hand. Step four, if you need to do more than one thing at once, start a checklist. It feels so nice to see that you have accomplished something you set your mind to. And step five, once you get into a rhythm, the momentum will follow. There wasn't always a time when I balanced working with reselling. When I first started selling on Etsy and my shop was blowing up, that was the summer of 2020. I was in college, but I basically had the entire summer just working for myself, and that continued into the next year because of COVID. To make sure that I wasn't burning myself out or getting into a funk, I would constantly try to diversify my days. For those of you who are full-time resellers and are having a hard time staying motivated because your days seem the same, here is another step-by-step daily guide that might work for you, that surely worked for me. Sunday was my Sabbath and my day for me to go to church. I would only work on that day if I absolutely had to. Monday, I would package orders from the weekend, and that was my ship day. The key to this is making sure that you don't do the same thing every single day. So package day and ship day on Monday. Tuesday was my sourcing day and listing day. So I would source in the morning and list and take pictures in the afternoon. Wednesday, I packaged orders from the other nights and I shipped. Thursday, I sourced in the morning, listed and took pictures in the afternoon. Friday, I packaged orders and I shipped. Saturday was a half day of work for me. I would work online, update a listing, or whatever else I needed to do, and then come the afternoon, I would do no work. The key is making sure that you aren't packaging the same day every single day, and you're not listing every single day. The biggest thing for me when I was working just for myself and I had all the time to devote to reselling was to make sure, like I said earlier, I diversified my days. I didn't want to do the same thing every single day. So in this daily plan that I just told you guys, I would only ship on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Tuesday and Thursday were my sourcing days. Those were the days where I would go out thrifting. And then Saturday was my day to update listings, add new listings, work online, whatever else I needed to do, contact my customers, whatever I needed to do. But I made sure not to have the same day every day because that could get tiresome. Of course, this will depend on where you live, what you do, if you have sourcing near you, whatever that is for you. But this is the plan that worked for me. And just for your awareness, none of these daily tasks took me the entire day. Just like our friends who work 9 to 5, like me, you as a reseller also deserve time to care for yourself and not think about work. It can be easy to think that you constantly have to be on and ready to answer questions and get measurements, but don't be afraid to get back to your customers the next morning or ship your orders the next morning. I know it can be hard to find motivation to stay on task, so here are some ways that I do that. One, I listen to motivating things, whether it's music, watching resellers on YouTube, or listening to your favorite reseller podcast, hint, hint. Flood your eardrums with motivation. Do whatever you have to do to get work done. Two, find an accountability partner. Mine is my mom because she is also a reseller. She makes sure that I get out my orders and helps when I feel like I can't accomplish a reseller-related task. And likewise, I do the same for her. If you have any friends who do the same job as you, ask if they can hold you accountable. It really helps. And if you don't think that you have an accountability partner or someone who does the same job as you, if you can't figure out who could be that person for you on your reselling journey, I'm telling you right now, you do have one because you are listening to her voice right now. Reach out to me on my podcast's Instagram, Thrifting Ain't Easy Pod, if you feel stuck or you need additional guidance. If you remember at the top of this episode, I told you all that this episode was actually a request from one of my listeners. Send me a message on Instagram if you want to request an episode too. My DMs are a safe space, and I invite all of you to come. Ask me questions, ask me to hold you accountable, whatever you need, and I will try to reply to you in a timely manner. Click the link in the show notes of this episode and click on my Instagram icon that comes up in the link tree at the top, and there you will find me. Before I wrap up this week's podcast episode, I want to go through all of the guides that I talked about in this episode. So if you want to jot anything down, now is the time to bring out your pen and paper. The first guide that I talked about in this episode was geared more towards the resellers who work full-time jobs or have full-time commitments with their families, whatever it may be that could distract you from solely focusing on your reselling business day to day. Step one, find a time that works for you. No excuses, no distractions, and no selling yourself short on time. Step two, figure out what exactly you want to work on. Step three, stick to one assignment at a time. Step four, if you need to do more than one thing, start a checklist. Step five, once you get into a rhythm, the momentum will follow. The next guide that I talked about was my day-to-day schedule when I was a full-time reseller. Sunday was my day of rest and my day of Sabbath. I only worked if I absolutely had to. Monday, I packaged orders in the morning and shipped. Tuesday, sourcing in the morning, listing and taking pictures in the afternoon. Wednesday, packaged orders and shipped. Thursday, sourcing in the morning, and listing and taking pictures in the afternoon. Friday, packaged orders and shipped. Saturday was a half day of work. I worked online, updating listings or whatever else I needed to do. Then, by the afternoon, I didn't do any work. And lastly, if you want to find motivation to stay on task, here are some of the ways that I do. Number one, listen to motivating things. Number two, find an accountability partner. And if you feel like you don't have an accountability partner, I'm going to reiterate what I just said. Reach out to me on the podcast's Instagram at thriftingaintEasyPod. And I would love to talk to you guys. I would love to hear from you guys. And if you have any podcast episode requests, send that to me. If you want someone to hold you accountable, send that to me. If you have any questions, send that to me. I am here for you guys. This week's podcast episode was really short and sweet, but I feel like there is a lot of knowledge for you guys to gain from it. I am so excited for this new year, and I want you guys to keep going and keep being motivated and keep being the best reseller that you can be. That is all for this week's podcast episode. I hope you all take something from this, and I'll see you guys soon. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.